This is Coffee with Timmy.
Hello, how are you? How have you been? I hope you're doing well. I know I've been away for a bit. I haven't been online or speaking much, apart from the Take 5 series that I've started, because I've been battling a really annoying flu. My voice just sort of disappeared in mid-sentence. I'm still not breathing quite like I used to, and the coughing, oh my word, don't even get me started on that. But here we are, and I truly appreciate your patience. So let's get into today's topic. I'm still talking about relationships, and this one has got some conversation going. What started this? So a few weeks ago, someone sent me a message. It was a conversation between two people, and because of the topic, of the context, I decided to share it with a few single people because I wanted to hear their reaction, their opinion on what the conversation was. Now, what I was expecting was some, you know, casual talk, light responses, and maybe have a laugh or something. But it's not what I expected that came back to me. So the conversation was about church marriages, how the younger generation don't necessarily see them as important anymore. But as I kept asking questions and reading answers and talking to single young people, mostly in their 30s, I became more and more concerned. Now, as a young person myself, as a single person myself, I wanted to understand what's really going on with relationship these days. What's happening between the men and the women? One thing that came out from the responses that I received, that I read, and a trend that I've noticed online, is that women actually divided into two groups. We have the soft life women. I call them the soft life women because that's what they say. They say, I want a soft life. And I'm trying to understand, what does a soft life mean? Because to me, what it sounds like is, I don't want to work. I don't want to do anything. I'm actually not even qualified to do much. So I need a man to take care of me. And really, they say it in an entitled way. Like, if you have me, you got a prize. This really, it baffles me. It really baffles me. When I think of all the women's independence fight, all those who fought to be seen as a woman, as a human being in their own rights, the females who did all this women leaves fight. And it made me think, how did we get here? And I really, I can't understand this. And then, you know, these women, they just want to live a luxurious life that they haven't worked for. They expect a man to go out and phone their lifestyle, to go out and work. And I've even heard women say, yes, my man can do 2-3 jobs. Okay, obviously this is on YouTube now. But they want their man to have jobs, plural, so that he can take care of them. Someone needs to pay for your nail, your hair, your makeup, your whole lifestyle. And for me, it's why? Why would you expect that? And so on the other side, you have women who are independent like me, but some are really fiercely independent. Those are the really, what I'll say on the extreme one, is I don't need a man for anything. I'm beginning to think maybe they've had some rough relationships that they've decided it's not worth it. Now, these women would rather they don't want to deal with what's out there. They'd rather just be on their own. And so I have to ask, is there like a middle ground? Because relationships are about partnerships, about compromise, about building a life together. Are we going to build a life together if we're not even on the same page? It's like, there are parallel lanes. I will read to you what a man also said and what some women said as well. It's like the parallel lanes, you know. We're going in the same direction, but we're never going to meet. Whew. it turns out also that some men want a soft life. I'm laughing, but I don't find it funny. Because these are just regular men, I would say. They're not professional gigolos. I'm not saying they're not professional gigolos, but now as I'm thinking this, I'm like, you sure? But anyway, they expect women to take care of them. So they go out on dates and they expect the woman to pick up the bill under the guise of gender equality. You can see me when I'm rolling my eyes. If I could roll even higher than that, I would think I'll be rolling it into my skull the way I'm doing right now. Some of these men even ask women to lend them money. I am shocked. I really can't say anything else. I am shocked. Because I'm saying, is this for real? These are not random stories. These are women that it has happened to, that I know personally, who are telling me this. And they've made up their mind, no, I don't need the relationship. If this is what I'm going to get, then I don't need it. Now, without wanting to talk about age, but the truth is, I grew up totally different. When I was growing up, things were not like this. If you went on a date, if you asked me out on a date, and I'm not just saying me in particular, but when men ask women out, they paid for the dates. Because you are asking me out, and not the other way. If I asked you, even a girlfriend, if I said, let's go for coffee, I know in my head, I'm paying for coffee because I asked her to come. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think people of a certain generation, they understand what I'm talking about. So if you asked a girl out, you picked up the tab. Yes, we all carried Vex money, you know, our emergency money, in case we needed to run away. We didn't like what was going on for whatever reason. Remember, this was way before the days of Uber, even before the days of cell phones. So you run out, you'll say you're going to the bathroom, go out somewhere and get a cab and go home. And we didn't see this as a soft life. It wasn't a soft life. It was just the way things were. And I expect it even today. Yes, even today, I still expect the same kind of treatment. So some women expect men to fund the entire existence, while some men expect women to financially support them. And when I say expect, they feel they're entitled to this kind of lifestyle. They feel they're entitled to be taken care of, because some of them are so, I don't want to use a bad word and I don't want to be negative about people, but they go like, especially the women, they say, look at me, like, you need to maintain this. What do I need to maintain? Why are you not proud of yourself to stand up and look after yourself and do things for yourself? I don't get it. I don't come from that. I just can't think of, you see, I'm stumbling over my words because I really cannot understand it. Okay, let me read some of the responses I got. What happened was, some spoke to me and some was a chat, so I've transcribed and I'm just going to read. The first one is from a young woman, again in her 30s. She says to me, yo, Auntie Temi, this is just how dating is these days. I was born in the last quarter of the previous century and dating has drastically changed. I cringe at this new way of dating. Guys no longer stepping up or even trying to impress. It feels like both people are doing each other a favor. They don't even ask you out anymore. Just because we're chatting, they assume that's enough to show interest. There's no official, will you be my girlfriend? They just expect that chatting means you're now seeing each other. When I read this, I was like, say what? You know, I really went to my child. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is how it just goes. It reminds me of, you know, when you say a boy is pulling a young girl's hair and say, oh, he's pulling the pigtails, it's because he likes you, that kind of thing. And somehow they just said, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend. But these are adults. These are adults. I would be in so much trouble if everyone that I was chatting to assumed that we were dating. I would be in so much trouble. I think women my age would suddenly find themselves single. It's a minefield for us to actually know what's happening. Are we dating? Are we not dating? Are we friends? Is there more to this than that? And I know for a fact, a male friend of mine said, you know, you can't compliment a woman anymore. You can't say nice things because you don't know whether it's a sexual harassment thing, whether you're just, you know, you're just actually paying a compliment. And I think that also talks about the oversensitivity or lack of, I don't know, is it lack of sensitivity? Is it oversensitivity on the other's part? Because I like to be complimented. And I think I can tell if a man is interested in me. And I would like to think if I was interested in someone, the way I behave, what I am saying, it's not ambiguous. It's not ambiguous. You know whether I'm interested or I'm not interested in what you're saying or in what I'm saying to you. But apparently everything is blood. From where I'm standing, everything is blood these days. Everything is blood these days. Okay, let me read another one from a woman again. She says, dating these days have become so complex. It's transactional. Men have given up their role as providers because of the whole 50-50 ideology. Now, both men and women feel like they are the prize. And it has made everything messy. Yes, that's what I'm getting from almost everyone that responded to me. Was the men and the women all feel that they're a prize. Right from day one, they feel that I'm a catch and you are so lucky to have me. You don't even know anything about them and they think they're a catch. Oh, let me go on. So the next one is from a man. Yes. Wow, this really blew my mind. If I wasn't shocked before, okay, this did it. He says, have you heard of the swipe concept? It's derived from the dating app. With dating apps, if you like the person, you swipe right. If you don't like the person, you swipe left. I don't know this because I've never gone on a dating app. Anyway, so if you're in a relationship and it's not serving you, getting out of it, that is the relationship, is as easy as swiping right or left. It's also the mindset of it not working, I'll replace it. Now, those of us from the 90s are the last era of if it's not working, you fix it. If those are not working, we fix it. So we are that mindset and it boils down to relationships. We fix it if it's not working. But nowadays, it's not working, replace it. So it's more of a replacement culture. So yeah, that's how things are happening now. And then he went on to say, it's crazy out there in the dating pool. Have you heard of the concept of whoever cares less controls a relationship? If I care less than the other person and the other person loves me, I have the power because I have nothing to lose, while the other person has everything to lose. When I read that last one, I had to pause. I really had to pause. Is this what dating has become? A game of who cares less? Oh, now I have so many questions. How did we get here? Where is the balance, if there is one, between men and women in relationships today? Is dating really transactional? Has it become really transactional? And more importantly, I think, is there still hope for real meaningful connections? And maybe I can answer my own last questions because people are still getting married. So I'm believing that those marriages are based on real meaningful connections. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about these changes? Have you experienced any of this? Let me know your thoughts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this also as a blog so you can actually put your comments on the blog notice. Until next time, take care, stay blessed, and yeah, let's keep this conversation going. Bye for now.